Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
Joey, where'd you go? Joey.
Ow, ow, ow.
Shh, what are you doing?
What? No one can hear us.
If my mom found out we're out here at night.
She'd be all like, you snuck out of the house. Why didn't you invite me?
Yeah, well, still.
Relax, Lily. There's no one here but us wolves.
That's Mrs. Castro's beagle.
Oh, hello, Lancelot. Ow!
Don't be rude, Lily. Say hi.
How are you? Ow, ow! Where are we going?
You'll see. Now, how does it start? Once upon a time...
Nope, that's for fairy tales.
This is a fairy tale.
You said it was a ghost story. A ghost story should start all a long time ago, right here in Mount Absalom.
Fine. A long time ago, right here in Mount Absalom. You're right. That is better. Right here in Mount Absalom... There was a coven of witches who came into the woods at night to worship and do magic. They would dance naked under the full moon and talk to spirits and conduct sacrifices. This is where you ask, what did they sacrifice?
Oh, what did they sacrifice?
People. Sometimes people who were just passing through. Sometimes people they didn't like. If you crossed a secret witch in the daylight, you might find yourself in the woods come nightfall, walking to the witch's altar, unable to stop yourself. Just like we are.
Yeah, but we can stop.
Can we, Lily? Can we? The victims would lay themselves down at the witch's altar. Just like this. And the High Witch King would raise his dagger.
Like this.
Just like that. And then he would stab them over and over.
Mwahahaha!
Oh, no, stop!
Oh, squish, squish.
And the blood would drench the stone and run down into the ground. And the forest would show them visions. So one day, a few of the families decide they've had enough. And when they know the witches are all in the woods, they ride out to the edges of the forest and set everything on fire.
And that's why they call it the Burning Wood?
Yep. But that's not the end of the story. You see, because 2 days later, when the fire finally died down, the townspeople go in and they find the bodies of the witches burned and laid out around this stone. All except one. They never found the body of the Witch King. Some say he died and his spirit haunts the spot where he burned. Others claim he was actually the devil sent to obtain the souls of the people of Mount Absalom. But all agree he still walks these paths looking for his next victim. And if you're not careful, one night you'll find yourself at the witch's altar, a figure looming over you, raising its dagger high, just like, oh God, just like that one there.
Ha ha, Joey, I'm not going to look.
Lily!
Jesus! Abby, what are you doing out here?
Lily! Are you awake?
Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute. Abby, what time is it?
12:13.
And you're waking me because...
There's someone at the door.
What are you... There's someone at the door.
Yes.
Who the hell is knocking at 12 o'clock at night?
12:13. And I don't know.
You didn't go see who it was.
I don't work here.
What if it's just Rudy and he locked himself out?
Again, I don't work here.
Or what if... Mom! 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 Mom!
Jesus fucking H. Christ!
Mom.
Lily, the hell?
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure you were...
Sorry.
There's someone at the door.
Then go downstairs and fucking answer it.
Right. Sorry.
If it's a paying customer, try not to scare the bejesus out of them.
I went to you specifically to avoid waking Dot.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why are you following me? I thought you didn't work here.
My curiosity is piqued.
Who is it?
Mount Absalom Volunteer Fire Department.
What?
It's the Mount Absalom Volunteer Fire Department. Please open the door. Please do not worry, Ms. Harper. Everything is going to be all right.
Chester?
If you could please exit the premises in a calm and orderly fashion.
Chester Warren, what are you doing here?
We had a report of smoke in the area.
The area?
Yes.
What area? The woods?
Yes.
The woods go on for miles.
4,533 acres, as of the most recent survey.
So there's a fire, and you, what, just automatically run out here?
We are the only building in this vicinity.
Whose side are you on?
The truths?
Lily, did you find out what jackass was... Chester.
Mrs. Harper, I'm going to have to ask you and your guests to please wait outside.
Why? Shit, Lily, did you set the stove on fire again?
No.
Stove?
No. The stove is fine. See?
Looks like there's some scoring on the inside.
I'm surprised you can see that with your head so far up your
Mom, head. I've got it.
Could be a fire hazard.
Well, as you can see, it isn't one yet.
The important thing is that everyone is safe. Probably a good idea to stay inside. And, if one of you could stay awake...
Why?
If the fire's not here, it's a forest fire. And if it comes this way...
Shit!
Then...
You mean there actually is a fire?
Why else would I come out here?
Mr. Warren, could you turn around, please?
Why?
Just turn around. You forgot to take the tag off your mask.
Chester, when was the last time you actually dealt with a fire?
I have renewed my certification every year since 2007.
A fire, Chester. A real goddamn fire. When did you last deal with one?
Mount Absalom has very strict fire safety ordinances which are vigorously enforced.
Right. That would be never, then.
Jesus.
Should I begin packing for evacuation?
I assure you, everything is fine.
Yeah? Where's the rest of the volunteer fire department?
They are... handling coordination and logistics while keeping Mayor Lopez up to date.
Translation. Ted Waller threw his back out swing dancing last week, and Carrie Shee is 8 months pregnant.
I can go with you.
I'm afraid as a civilian...
It's a bit lapsed, but I was a part-time firefighter when I lived in Washington. Mostly it was rescuing alpacas from cliff sides, but I have dealt with some brush fires.
According to Ohio state law...
The alternative, Chester, is going into the woods at night by yourself.
Fine.
Let me get my jacket.
You really should have put on the gear.
Radio's all I need. If we find anything, the priority will be getting out. Better if I'm unencumbered. Are you all right?
Fine. Fine. Just adjusting my air tank.
Okay. You've really never had to put out a fire?
No.
No towels left on the stove. Too much lighter fluid on the barbecue. Kids playing with matches?
Our kids know not to play with matches.
All kids know not to play with matches. That's why they play with them.
Let's go this way.
Okay. Did you hear that? Hello? Who's there? Chester, there's someone over here. Chester? Shit. Chester? 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 Chester, do you copy? Chester, where are you? Piece of junk. Great. Now what? Are the branches? Oh, you have got to be kidding me. Chester, I don't know if you can hear this, but the tree branches are all pointing in the same direction. Follow them and let's meet up again. This is not a horror movie. This is not a horror movie. This is not a horror movie. Hello? Chester? Who's there?
Why, hello there.
Jesus! You scared me.
Sorry about that.
What are you doing out here?
Same as you, I suspect. Smelled smoke. Want to make sure the whole dang forest wasn't burning down.
Did you bring your dogs with you again?
Only a pretty poor owner would bring dogs into a forest fire. Oh, I remember you. Right, my dogs. Sorry about that.
Yeah, look, I don't suppose you've seen an out-of-breath firefighter anywhere, have you?
Can't say that I have. I was just on my way to check on those two campers.
Campers?
Caught a couple out here earlier. No one's supposed to camp in the woods, but, I'm not the law. Anyway.
Do you remember where they were?
This way. How's your visit going?
What?
You said you were in town for a visit. How's it going?
Fine, fine.
Well, that's nice.
Hey. You told me a story before.
Hmm?
About the little girl in the woods and all the branches that point the way out. You wouldn't happen to know anything about...
All these branches? I certainly do. You see the way they're all pointing?
Yeah.
I live back there.
Oh.
Sometimes you take the metaphorical lesson from a story, and sometimes you take the practical lesson. Shh. Sorry about that. Can't be too careful. Not in these woods.
Wolves?
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
I don't understand.
In my day, people used to say this area had a long memory. A polite way of saying haunted.
Really? A ghost story? Now?
No. No, of course not. But we do need to be careful. Especially in the forest. Especially at night.
Or the witches will get us.
Oh. So you know that one. The witches of the burning wood. Funny that. Us, looking for a fire in a place some people call the Burning Wood.
Hilarious.
Folk used to say that if you saw a fire in the forest, the man in the woods was out for a stroll. It happened so rarely, maybe 25 years since the last one. Something about the humidity and the trees doesn't want to catch, but when it does... Of course, people don't tell those stories anymore. Not the kind of image they want for their town. Would rather it all just went away. Forgotten. So, it becomes a secret. Everyone knows and no one will talk about. One of those small town things that makes outsiders feel like they're going crazy.
I know what you mean.
Here we are. Looks like I was right.
Jesus, did a bomb go off?
It's been pretty hot and dry since that big storm a few weeks ago. A fire that's not properly managed and all those dead branches knocked down by the wind. Don't see any bodies. Must have skedaddled before the tent went up.
I don't think so. This used to be a cell phone. They wouldn't just leave their cell phone behind.
Huh. They wouldn't, would they? Well, better take a closer look.
Chester, do you copy?
Lily, over.
Chester, Jesus, where did you go? I found where the fire was.
Please say over when you're done speaking. Is the fire out? Over.
Got a pair of shoes over here. Only partially charred. Size 9 if you're interested.
Yeah, looks like there were some campers whose fire got out of control. Over.
People aren't supposed to camp in the woods. Over.
That's what I told them. Oh.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? They're not here now.
That may not be entirely true.
Chester, please hold. Over. What do you mean?
The shoes weren't just shoes.
I don't understand. Oh.
By the looks of it, I'd say animals got to them. A bear, maybe a couple of wolves or coyotes. Before the fire, after, it's hard to say.
Chester, it looks like there may have been an animal attack. Over.
Okay. Stay there. I will come to you. Do you know where you are? Over.
Do you know where we are?
A little ways east of the witch's altar, I think.
The witch's altar?
Pretty sure it's over yonder. About 100 yards or so. Nice thicket of huckleberries growing over there. Are you all right?
Fine. Fine. It was just a branch. Chester, we're east of the witch's altar. 100 yards or so. Over. Chester, did you copy? Over.
I copied.
Are you coming?
Yes. Yes, I'll meet you at the witch's altar. Over.
Great. So the witch's altar is this way.
Yep. Just straight ahead. Should be visible once you get past the copse of trees. Can't miss it. I'll see what I can do about following these tracks. Maybe find where these poor folks got dragged off to. That is, if you're okay waiting at the altar to meet your friend.
He's not my friend. But, yeah, I think I'll be fine.
I'll take my leave then.
Be careful.
You too.
Hey, I didn't get your name. You'll find yourself walking in the woods at night, walking to the witch's altar, unable to stop yourself. Chester, hurry, please. Over.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Pat King as Chester,
Mark Soloff as
Symphony Sanders as Young Lily.
Hillary Williams as Joey.
Written by Jim McDaniel.
Sound design by Eli McElveen.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer Ryan Sheely.
Executive producers Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. The last recorded fire in the woods near Mount Absalom was in 1996. The year Major League Soccer made its debut in America, and Oprah began her book club. It was also the year Grant, Dot's uncle and the previous caretaker of the Fenwood House, died.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.